such a fucking boring day. I can't stand it. At least I get to go home after this, and John fucking still has my Frankenstein legacy set. I don't know where the hell he put that. Said he was gonna give it back to me. The fucker did not give it back to me. Well, maybe I could put on Halloween 6. That always works. Everybody loves that. Halloween 6. Where the hell are you? Where are you? Oh, fuck. Who is this? Oh, God. Who are you? Hold on. Hello? Let's play video.
Mike, is that you?
Rhodes?
Mike, I know.
Wait, where are you?
I'm here.
Where's here?
I'm in my gym. Come get me.
We're in your gym? The fuck are you doing in your gym?
I broke in. I came to. And I'm naked. And I don't know where the fuck I was.
And you're naked.
And I found the gym. And I broke in.
But you're naked. So you're telling me you ran all the way back from Burkittsville with your man dong flailing all over the place? You know you're gonna
I think they just left me here.
I was gonna say, because
you gotta come get me, man.
You'd scare women and children with that if you let it, like, just flop around in the wind as you're running.
Just.
You can have dick.
Come burn. Get me, dude.
Alright, I'll be right there.
I'm back in the saddle again.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this?
We're going to do it.
That's right, baby. Mm-hmm. And just sit back, Mike. You relax. And you just let... All right, and welcome to VHS Life.
Okay, hold on a second. Just because you're back here and you're out of the woods and luckily you survived does not mean that
we
you still have
survived.
The right to deafen me. Well, see, honestly, I
oh,
think...
Oh, come on, buddy.
I think that I survived more than you because I... Or, you know, I think, well, you know what? No, scratch that. You survived a more harrowing experience than I did, and I'll tell you why. Because number one, you were out there longer. And number two, because of your Rhodes King dong, or your Rhodes King dick, I feel that the forces in the woods were able to curve that around so it would slip back in your rectum. And try to massage
so,
your prostate with your Rhodes King dong dick.
What you're saying is, Mike, you don't remember what happened, do you?
I just remember we were in the basement of that place, and there was that blinding light, and I just all of a sudden felt like something squeezing me and not letting go.
Just kind of like it was just suffocating you.
Yes.
Like you were in a Ziploc bag being crushed down, right?
It felt like a whale, or aka a humongous fat person, was sitting on my face, causing me not to be able to breathe.
So you don't remember where we went.
We went to Burkittsville, Maryland, to the Black Hills. I don't
remember where
we went after that, though. It was just too bright. I thought we had, you know, broke on through to the other side.
Yeah. Well, buddy.
Did your male hymen get broken?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
No. But I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just because I've done the drug more than you or what, but
yeah.
I remember maybe like half of it. I remember bits and pieces, not all of it, but enough.
Did they give you an anal probe?
No, dude, it wasn't aliens. We left this reality.
So
we left this plane of existence. We left this universe.
So
but we didn't go into outer space, man.
We went into
I told
warp
you
speed.
Already.
Warp speed.
No, I've told you.
Star Trek.
Reality is broken.
But
okay.
But we're here.
Reality's
now,
broken. We went to a different
broken.
Reality.
Oh, well.
Right.
Yeah, well, honestly,
they sent us back.
Oh. Well, maybe they shouldn't have, because honestly, when I got back here, I wasn't gonna show you this because I feel that, you know, you were traumatized enough in the woods there. I mean, you want to talk about reality being broken? Then things are really fucked up because I was going back over the security tapes, you know, after, you know, while we were gone to try to find an answer, try to find something, some trace as to where we went or, you know, what
happened.
Yeah,
to see if we showed up like when we did the drug, we were just, you know, going through the motions of everyday life.
Yeah.
Right, I got you.
And I really think you need to see this.
Mike, I don't know if now is the time.
No, you really need to see this. I got the tape.
Jesus Christ, man. I got the tape
queued up.
We just started a show.
Yeah, I understand that, but this is important.
Okay.
This is the tape queued up.
Just press play.
Okay.
There. Okay. I mean, I don't get the point of why during the middle.
Watch.
Is
look.
God, is that me?
Look, that's 80s you. Do you not realize the mullet and Aquanet?
That is like this. Goddamn. That is 80s me, dude.
No shit.
Look at the fucking jean jacket vest and the mullet.
That's what I just said.
I'm out of here. She was here.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So now he's really into our reality. So
Yeah, he's still here. And he... Alright.
Well, then how the fuck do we get rid of him? You made this happen. You caused all this with your dosing bullshit.
Okay, it's hard for you to grasp, and probably others too, but I told you. We did this together, okay?
We didn't do this together. No. We didn't do this together. Again, you were the one that gave me whatever the fuck you gave me that fucked everything up. So if you wouldn't have done that, then we wouldn't be in this situation right now, and I wouldn't be dealing with you with a mullet.
I had to give you a drug to open up your mind so you could see through the doors of reality.
Yeah, but see what is really going on. I don't need that. You just fucked the entire world up. You fucked our world up. You fucked everything up.
Dude, it hasn't happened yet. We can still stop this. We can still do this, all right?
The fuck are we going to do? Quantum leap shit?
I found something out, okay? Okay, so the bits and pieces I do remember, we went into another universe, okay? But it wasn't the 80s universe. It wasn't the 80s reality.
Oh my god, it was Phantasm Universe.
No, it wasn't all red with dwarves and shiny balls.
Wait a minute, you know what? That's you. Not you, but 80s you is the tall man. You are the tall man. And finally you're going to be like, boy. Yes. We're going to the red planet.
When we were in the basement and that bright light, it was a portal, dude. And we went into the 70s reality.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Stop with what you're saying. So you're telling me that when we walked downstairs in that house and you went into the basement door and that bright light, that was the doorway. Or actually, so you're saying the basement was like the doorway to the 70s, the gateway to the 70s. That's what you're saying.
I don't know if it is or what, man, but it was like a portal or something. I don't know if it's still there. I don't fucking know, man.
Don't tell me we have to go back there, because I am not going back to those fucking woods. And if you think I am, you got a problem.
No, I think we can try something else, man. Let me think on it. We'll try something outside the box. There's no reason to go back there, because honestly, fuck that place. Fuck Burkittsville, Maryland. Just fuck Maryland.
Why don't you say fuck Ed Sanchez while you're at it? Go ahead. You know you want to say it.
No, man. He's a fucking genius and a pioneer. But fuck that place and fuck those cursed woods.
Well, I'm glad that you're back. In some way, shape, or form. Even though...
I'm glad to be back, man.
The 80s you is out there. And maybe.
He is.
And maybe. Just maybe. He's closer than you think. You don't even realize what that's from, do you? You have no idea.
Not right now.
You have no idea. That's fucking Halloween 6 theatrical cut. The end of the Paul Rudd dialogue in the opening.
How did I miss that?
You can lock your doors and say your prayers at night, but the evil's out there waiting. And maybe, just maybe, it's closer than you think.
Shit, you're on a Donald kick, aren't you?
Well.
I came back and didn't miss this, did I?
You know, you're lucky. You are so lucky. I mean, his birthday was yesterday, so you did miss it by a day. But I held off on the festivities because I had a feeling you were going to come back. You wouldn't want to abandon Donald on his birthday. There's no way in hell you'd do that. No way.
shit. So are you gonna sing happy birthday now?
We're gonna do a little more than that. I think we have to give our fondest Donald memory. So I'll go first. I'll go first. Fuck. I remember I remember October 5th, 1919, in Workshop, England, when you were born. You were born to a mother and a father. I don't know if you had any brothers or sisters, because I just don't remember that. But you were born. Then you went into the Royal Air Force when you were some age. You got shot down. You were held as a prisoner of war for 2 years. Then you got out, and you started acting in plays. You started acting in film. Then you became Loomis. Loomis was your life. You did many films in between your Loomis performances until 1994, which is when they shot Halloween 6, when you played Loomis one last time. And then you died. February 2nd, 1995. 75 years too young.
Wow,
we
man.
We love and miss you. And now you're 97. And you're up in heaven. And I've decided that when I die, which who knows when that will be, but probably soon, just because, yeah.
I can't. I won't let 80s me kill you.
I want to be cremated, and I want my ashes scattered on the same beach in St. Paul, France, where Donald's ashes were scattered. Or even better yet, he had a house in France. Find that house and scatter me on the lawn or the driveway. So at least then I could say that Donald once walked where I'm scattered. So in a sense, Donald's feet, my ashes will be where Donald's feet stepped at one point in life.
That is the creepiest, most stalkery thing I've ever heard.
But it's not stalkery, because I'm dead and he's dead. I just want to be where he is. I want to be one with him. I want to be one with his location, with his property, with whatever he, you know, tried to do. I mean, if you want, just give my ashes to his daughter. And just say, here's the ashes of one of the biggest fans of your father.
That's just so fucking creepy, and dude. Maybe, seriously.
Because, honestly, maybe they didn't scatter all of his ashes. And maybe his daughter has some of his ashes. So that means that they could put my urn of ashes next to Donald's, like, you know, maybe some of his ashes that they may have saved. And then that way I could be next to him.
Like, seriously, you need to see a psychiatrist, A, and B, you're creeping me out more than 80s me.
I don't understand why that is, though. I mean, I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, he's always with me, and there's really not a day that goes by that I don't think about him. And I mean, when I posted yesterday about him being like 97, and I would see like these tributes to him on Facebook or online.
Oh, you fucking bald.
You have no idea. Yeah, I was ready to do a Facebook Live video. I was going to do a Facebook Live video when I was found, because, you know, there was a time, you know, when I felt like I was being suffocated. I thought for a few seconds that I was going to Donald. And I was going to join him, and we would be one forever in the afterlife. That's what I thought.
Jeez, man.
That's what I wanted. But I didn't, and instead, I'm here. I don't want to be here. I want to be with him. For once and for all. I mean, he is the Omega. The Alpha and the Omega and the Zeta. I don't know what the fuck that means, but it means something. Hold on, I gotta get this. Hold on.
We're just.
I gotta get this. God. Press play video.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I gotta check and see if that's in the system. Give me a second.
What do they want? You know, you can just fucking ask me. I have most of this shit memorized. I'm the assistant manager for a fucking reason, asshole. Fucking tell me. What do they want?
Yeah, the, Wake and Fright Blu-ray? Actually, that's out right now, surprisingly.
How about his due bag today?
I think it should be back in today. I should be able to hold it for you. What's your name again? Okay, Kyle. All right, Kyle Murphy. All right, can I have a phone number, please? All right, 5-7-2-8-3-4. Perfect, and I will call you as soon as it comes in. All right, thanks for calling. Press play. Have a great day. Bye. Oh, somebody wants a Donald movie.
God.
Because they can cry for him just like I did. Don't cry for me, Donald Pleasance. The truth is you never left me.
Stop singing.
I can't think of any other words.
Just stop. Okay.
But I love you.
A?
With all my heart.
The information that you put out, that he was a prisoner of war and shot down and served in the Air Force, that's fucking awesome, man. I never knew any of that.
Well, you need to brush up on your Donald. That's your fault.
My greatest memory, shit, man. I don't know. But like best performance, favorite performance, I could probably speak on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, what is your favorite performance?
It's a toss up between the original Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And you might laugh at me, but I'm going to say Prince of Darkness.
No, I could agree with you.
I like his portrayal quite a bit.
But what did you think about his performance in Halloween 6? Let's get to the real meat of it here. How did you feel about that performance?
It's hard to separate the knowledge of what happened after the film from it. So, you know, you're watching it, and I don't know if that's how he's directed or just how his health was, but you're just seeing an old man, and he's coming off as very kind of weak and frail, and it's... Oh, God, Mike, you asked the question. Just get some Kleenexes. Come on, man, focus.
Oh, I just spit all over my microphone.
I mean, it's real hard to separate those two, but he does a good job in that of continuing the character of, you know, Dr. Loomis.
You know that green sweater that he wears in that one?
You have one, don't
no,
you?
No, I want one. I really want one. Oh, God. Okay, this is getting too sad for me, so I think we need to end
so
this.
What is your favorite Donald performance?
Well, my favorite Donald performance is probably his final performance, which is from Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, from 1995. He was brilliant in this film, and really showed that with his age, he still had what it takes to bring in a...
He could still deliver.
Oh, he totally could. Totally can. I bet you even now, if he wasn't cremated, we could get a good performance out of him still.
Out of his tired old corpse?
Well, you know...
What are we going to do? Like, prop him up in a fucking corner with some strings tied to him?
Well, no, there was some time, like, you know, I actually did think about maybe doing, like, a Norman Bates thing with him where I could, like, steal his corpse from the cemetery, but he's cremated, so I couldn't do that. But, you know, then I would, you know, take up taxidermy and I would stuff him. And then I would have conversations with me and him. But see, what I would do was, you know, since I'm not good at imitating his voice, I would create, like, you know how they have those soundboards on the internet and things? I would basically create a soundboard of his voice and have conversations where I would say something, and then I would press buttons and make him say phrases back to me. Yeah.
All right, and with that, we are going to take a little psychiatric break. And
do you think I need to go to your hospital?
I your think you child. Need to see somebody.
Yeah.
We'll be right back
can
after...
Can we sing Happy Birthday first? Let's sing Happy Birthday first. Because I held off on singing Happy Birthday because you weren't here. Because I figured you'd want to participate. So...
You're going to make me sing Happy Birthday to a dead man.
Yes, please. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to Donald. Okay. Happy
we'll be right
birthday
back.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Donald. I love you. Happy birthday to you. I love you, Donald. Thank you for the many, many years of great entertainment that you have given me. Thank you for inspiring me to become the person that I am today. I love you more than words could say.
Hello, Dr. Rosenthal. Yeah, it's me, John. Do you have a minute to see a friend of mine?
Thank you. Okay, and we're back, and that was a rousing ECT treatment. I feel better, maybe a little subdued.
Yeah, you're welcome, bud. I think the jump in realities might have started to break you a little bit.
I gotta tell you, dude, that Dr. Rosenthal's a pretty spiffy gentleman.
Yep, you could say that.
He knows what he's doing. You put those electrodes on me and I am like jello to a pudding pop.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Do we have pudding pops in the store?
All right. So what?
Do we have pudding pops in the store?
I think so.
Yeah, jello to the pudding pop. Pow.
Okay, so anyway, we decided to kind of get back into the swing of things and normal things out a little bit and, you know, not freak ourselves out by talking about movies, because that's what we do, that's what we love, and that's maybe why you're here. Who fucking knows? And so we decided, basically Mike decided, to do a top five Octoberween list. Now what that is that's a top five list of movies to watch in October to get you ready for Halloween. So, Mikey, if you would, why don't you start us off with one from your list?
Well, I think I should start out by mentioning that we are trying to avoid the big three franchises because I feel that they get enough love and they don't feel that they need love anymore, because there's plenty of other podcasts out there that are going to talk them to death this month. We choose not to try, or at least try not to do that here.
Yeah, so we're trying to give you a list of films that avoid the big three, that avoid the big franchises. So yeah, we're going to try and avoid Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street. God damn it. We're not closed yet. Shit.
Do we have any of the Halloweens in stock on Blu-ray?
Of course we do. Ooh, Blu-ray.
Producer's cut. Which one? Six.
Well,
let's just run them your copy. We're not running them my copy. I told you that doesn't leave my house. There was one copy of the 10-disc set that was purchased for the store for rental purposes. Do we have six in stock?
I'm pretty sure six is in stock. I think we have six in Halloween, two from Rob Zombie in stock still.
Come on, I'm going to have to look it up.
You're going to look it up, and I'm going to be right, aren't I?
Check that. 7456. Yeah, we have one copy in stock. Well, you know what? We officially close in about 15 minutes. But if you want, since we'll be here, you know what? Hell with it. I'll stay open for you because you want that one.
No, no, we're not going to stay open, but he can fucking knock on the door.
I'm staying open for him. You don't have to stay open. I'm staying open.
No, what I'm saying is just have him on the door. We'll still rent him the video. It's just, you know, that way we can close and other assholes aren't coming in.
Well, we'll just lock the door until you get here, but I'll leave the open sign on for you just so you know. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to you in about 20 minutes. All right. Bye. Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Now, remember, we're going to count that as a new lease. For whatever reason, Tony still has it in the new releases. So if he returns it tomorrow,
yeah,
he can get an old release, a general release, free. All right. Remember to tell him that. We're still doing that. Tony liked my idea.
Yeah, I certainly will. Of course. All
right. So,
loves your ideas because you're Rhodes King.
That's why I'm the assistant manager. Anyway, your list, buddy.
My list. Well, see, now I didn't do this in any particular order because, like I said, to me they're all like equal. So this is probably just like stuff that I would watch this month. And I would have to say, I'm going to go with Psycho to start things out. And I'm not just going to count the original Psycho. I will count everything within the Psycho franchise. That encompasses
okay, one so you're saying...
Five. I'm saying Psycho, Psycho 2, Psycho 3, Psycho 4, Bates Motel from 87, the TV movie. The Psycho Legacy documentary, the... Psycho remake, all that stuff.
You're saying the Psycho film franchise,
yes.
not including Bates Motel, the TV series currently.
No, that wouldn't be included because I probably wouldn't watch that because I've already seen it, and preparing for the fifth and final season, which will start in March of 2017.
All right, so Mike already has violated his own rules that he told me, but...
What was that?
I kind of felt that you had to start off...
But first off, that's not a major franchise, so... It is an entire franchise, though.
Seriously?
But that doesn't
You said
matter.
A top five list, not a fucking...
Yeah, but a
franchise... Okay.
Yeah, I said, but I didn't say that you couldn't include a franchise. I just said that you couldn't include the big three franchises.
All right, well then, fuck you. I'm going to change mine a little bit. All right,
please change it.
And since we said top five, yes. Which came directly from your fucking mouth, asshole, I did a top five.
Of course it did. Okay. Let's...
So, to start things off, I feel like you should go with something classic.
Classic.
Now, I'm going to say...
Hold on. I know what it's going to be so bad.
Go with... The Universal Classics, the Universal Monsters.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you can't choose one of those, I suggest Dracula from 1931, the English version.
Ah. Yeah,
there's
but I,
just
I've heard
something
the Spanish
about
version
that.
Is better, though. I've heard that.
I've heard that, too, and I've watched about half of it. It just doesn't grab me.
Why
I don't know if it's
you
just
the whole thing? I don't
me
get
it. Or. It didn't grab me because what I did was I watched Dracula and then automatically started it and it was late and it just didn't grab my attention. So I just shut it off halfway through.
Well, see, this is what I'm curious about. Now, I had always it was my understanding or at least what I always thought was that the Spanish version of Dracula was just the English version dubbed in Spanish. But I don't think that's the case. I think it's an entirely different film.
That is not the case at all. What it is that during the day, they would shoot with the English actors, and then at night, the Spanish crew would come in, and they would begin shooting. So it was all the same sets,
mm-hmm.
costumes, and all that,
yeah.
Just a different cast, and they would use different camera angles and setups and stuff like that, so... Now, some of the special effects and whatnot do come off better with the different angles and whatnot. I can say that.
Really?
But there's just something about that Dracula that screams fall, that screams October. But you really cannot go wrong with any of the Universal monsters. You can't go wrong with those.
Yeah, I'm going to need my Frankenstein set back so I can finish watching it. You took
yeah,
it home,
I'll get that.
And you said you were going to bring it back. Now, look, I know we were in the woods for like a week, but I need it back. You're home
all
now.
Right.
There's no excuse. Tomorrow.
I'll bring it
here.
In tomorrow.
Good boy. Good roads. Right. Good.
So my number five is the Universal Monsters, specifically Dracula.
Huh.
What's your next pick, Michael?
I'm going to have to go with the Monster Squad, which is kind of like an offshoot of the Universal Monsters because it includes parody versions of the Universal Monsters. It's very enjoyable, highly enjoyable film.
God, you are not wrong there at all. It's fucking fantastic.
Wolfman's
it's actually
Got
on
Nards.
my list. We just haven't made it to mine yet.
Well, like I said, mine's in no particular order. Yours is, apparently, because, you know, you can obviously see.
You said a top five.
I understand
a
that.
A fucking top five is,
I'm
you
not
know,
saying
five's
that
at the bottle.
Yeah, five's at the bottle. But see, I didn't.
Number one, you work your way up. That's a top five.
Right, but I don't. I can't put these in order from
well,
best
you are
to worst
right
or worst
now,
to best.
So Psycho's number five, Monster Squad's number four. This is your fucking order. Deal with it.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's my order, but it's only in this show.
Right,
in reality, it's not. So.
Number four for me is a split. Now,
is it what now?
For me, it's a split, and I'm going to explain.
Okay.
All right. Now, it's Sleepy Hollow, but if you have kids or you're very nostalgic, I say The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Okay, what's the difference? Oh, wait, I get it. Johnny Depp and Christina Ricci are in one, and the other one is a cartoon.
Right.
So why don't you just pick it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
Because I never, I don't,
or
I
just,
don't
or just,
really
just
remember.
You know what, just pick Halloween Tunes. That's what I call it, Halloween Tunes.
No, because the one's a real movie, and it's more about the legend to me. The legend of the Headless Horseman screams fall. It embodies fall to me. It embodies this month. It embodies the month.
I see.
The fuck. I love this legend. I actually have an audio telling of it. It is an amazing rendition, I guess you would say. It,
right.
I've been to Sleepy Hollow. It is probably one of my favorite legends.
I'll be
fantastic.
Right back.
Fantastic. I think
that's a knock at the door. I'll be right back. Oh man, hey. Yeah, Scott, how you doing, buddy? You know, I gotta tell you, it's great that you are renting this. I'm thrilled, honestly. It's really, you are incredible. Do you get that? You're incredible.
Tell them about the discount.
You, sir. Okay. All right. All right, that'll be $5.30. All right, thank you. Have a great night.
Tell them about returning it.
All right, and we're back.
You fucking asshole. You didn't tell him if you returned it early.
Oh, well, I don't think he's going to want to return it because he loves the movie just as much as I do. He's going to be watching it a lot.
Okay.
So, he was quoting me Donald lines. So, it was brilliant.
No, he wasn't. You're full of shit.
I opened the door. And
so,
we were, you know, going back and forth. It was amazing. Didn't you hear me say I loved him?
No, no. It didn't. So, yeah. To me, I fucking hate you sometimes. the Tim Burton Sleepy Hollow really has great, great qualities to it. And it does the tale great justice.
Okay.
However, the cartoon, you can't go wrong with that. You really, really can't.
Did
so,
Tim Burton make
both
the
are available
too?
On Blu-ray.
Wait, the cartoon's on Blu-ray too?
Yeah.
Fuck no, it isn't. Is it really?
Yeah, I own it.
When the fuck are you buying all these Blu-rays, son?
I bought it last year when it came out.
Huh. I guess I'm going to have to get it if it's on Blu-ray then. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to get it.
Did Tim Burton make the cartoon?
It was made in 1949, jackass.
Oh, well then it's probably better than Tim Burton's film then.
It's the classic Disney telling of it.
I didn't even know Disney told it.
Oh my god.
I really
I'll
had no
bring
idea.
That in tomorrow too.
Yes, please do.
We'll watch it in the store.
Oh, that would be magnificent.
Okay.
Because we're both here
on.
All day tomorrow, so.
Number three
is Basket Case. And I'm going to tell you why it's Basket Case. Because I like me some Belial. I love
the You want to know something?
What's that?
You want to know something?
What's that?
I've never watched any of them.
Are you on drugs?
No, I've never seen a Basket Case.
Don't you have any of them or no?
No, you gave me them all of them.
Oh, I did give you all three.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still haven't made it to them yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you should do that because that is it's brilliant. I mean, you have this little like they were Siamese twins, and it's like Belial was stitched to Dwayne, his brother, like they were connected through like his side. Like Dwayne's side, and he's like a little deformed thing. The first one, he was basically like claymation. It was like watching a deformed Gumby.
Oh, God.
It's amazing. And he's like, bleh, 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 bleh. It's like, you know, I aspired to be like that when I was a little child. I couldn't watch the movie when I was young. Or I could, but I was afraid to look at him. Because he scared me. Because I always thought that he was going to be on my floor and he would attack me. Like he'd be like, bleh, 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 bleh. You need to watch those.
There's something
wrong. I recommend as soon as you get home tonight, you put Basket Case in. That's your homework assignment. Watch Basket Case.
Oh, you're fucking assigning me that as homework?
Oh, goddamn.
You're an asshole.
Yes, buddy. Yeah, boy. I win.
All right. Bleh, bleh, bleh. All right, number three on my list.
Now let's hear this piece of shit. Go ahead.
Is an utter masterpiece.
Okay,
it's a classic of cinema.
If it's a masterpiece, how could it be number three? Why isn't it number one?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a film that makes me cry, or at least tear up, every single time I see it.
Really.
It is one that's already been on this list. It's the motherfucking Monster Squad.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that.
Because
I do cry. Monsters, I cry at that too.
Monster Squad is amazing. Yeah. All right. Monster Squad takes classic monsters that we all know growing up, mm-hmm. and it puts children in a situation where they have to fight it.
So it puts children in peril.
It does.
Yes.
And it doesn't pull punches. It's so 80s that you have to love it.
Right.
And it's just a fun film. If you don't enjoy this, there's something wrong with you. And I have a doctor you can talk to because this is a fucking masterpiece. And it is something that I believe should be watched every October.
See, I watch it outside of – well, any of these movies I watch outside October too. But I know there are
I do too. I'm just saying what we're giving these as a suggestion for this month is to get people ready for Halloween to, you know, just kind of set the mood of October. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think all of these kind of embody that, but yes. We're really getting up there on the list where it's just like we're really getting into October. We're more than just the tip now. We're half shaft.
Yeah, the shaft is going in. It's approaching, you know, the point of where we're going to be getting, you know, the point where we can try to squeeze the balls in there too. The full scrotum in there.
I mean, Monster Squad, I honestly, you don't get more fall to me than the Sleepy Hollow films, but Monster Squad is really setting the tone for Halloween, the holiday itself.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I could definitely see that. All right, Michael. All right, so I guess number two. Number two on mine is, and I'll give you a line from it because I think that would better illustrate where I'm going. Let him go, Cordell. Do you know it?
I do, but I can't place it. Maniac Cop.
That's correct.
You're going to go with the Maniac Cop series.
Yep.
You're going with the whole series?
Yeah, I could go with the whole series because I like all three.
I think part two is the best of the entire series.
Well, see, and this is how I know you hate Bruce Campbell, and I'll tell you why. Because in Maniac Cop 2, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it, so I'll pause for a second to allow you to fast forward. Okay, you didn't fast forward, you're still there. Bruce Campbell's character dies in Maniac Cop 2. So for the fact that John thinks that Maniac Cop 2 is better than Maniac Cop 1 means that he does not like Bruce Campbell, because Bruce Campbell, you know, his character dies less than halfway through Maniac Cop 2, where he is in.
So where's your logic in this? Because your favorite Halloween is the one that actually killed your favorite actor.
Not really, because he survived through the whole film. And if you watch the producer's cut, you know that the character himself did not die. The character himself lived on. It's just that the power of Dr. Wynn, the man in black, got transferred to Loomis. So he lived on as Michael's guardian. See? So he didn't die. It didn't kill him. It just gave him more power.
Moving past Halloween.
Yes. Thank God.
Tonkin Maniac Cop. Mm-hmm. I actually picked two because it just, film-wise, is the superior film.
Wait, is that your number two?
It's more entertaining. No, I'm saying that I pick number two of that franchise the best, because it's just better made, more entertaining. Part three is not good at all. I was actually a little mad when I watched part three. Such a fucking poor film.
I believe there is commentary on that Blu-ray. You should listen to the commentary. I want to listen to the commentary.
I'm not watching that again.
What if they brought Bruce Campbell back to do commentary on 3? You'd listen to that then, wouldn't you?
I would consider it, especially why he's talking about a film that he gave up on after the first one.
Well, he didn't give up on it.
Just agreed to come back to die.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
He's Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, but how do you know that he just came back to die? How do you know that they didn't kill him off just because they wanted to get rid of him? Because maybe they saw him and they realized, oh, he's too much of an asshole to work with on this set, so we have to kill him off, so then we don't have to work with him anymore.
I think they realized they just couldn't afford him anymore. He was too big of a star.
He wasn't Burn Notice Boy yet. He wasn't Sam Axe yet. Now look at him. He'll fucking take work fucking unclogging a toilet, if you ask him.
Oh, you mean by having one of the best TV series out there?
Sir, you're not even finished season one of the TV series, so I don't even want to hear that.
It is amazing.
So when you watch it, you like, are there times, like when you're sitting there watching it with a girlfriend, because you told me before that you watch it with her. So there are times like when you're sitting there and you're watching it and you're like, oh, God, I just wish that he were here with me right now. And it was a Rhodes sandwich. And
no,
you were a piece of bread. You look at the girl and you say, you're a piece of bread.
You keep getting crazy. I'm going to call Dr. Rosenthal again.
He's a good doctor, but I can't. I can't do that ECT shit again. That was kind of, you know, wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do that again.
No. I never think that it's just highly enjoyable. But, okay, Maniac Cop is your number two.
Yeah. I know what your number one is already. I can't wait till we get there because I know what it is.
Okay, well, number two for me.
Yeah.
Is Pumpkinhead.
Ah. I had a feeling that was going to come up at some point.
Yeah. The very first Pumpkinhead is a fantastic film. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really have the fall feel to the film itself, per se.
Right.
But the way it comes off is so much like a fairy tale that it's really hard not to get caught up in kind of the magic of the story. And to me, that's really what October and fall embodies, is the magic of the world.
Do you like any of the other Pumpkinhead films, or what?
I actually own them all.
Okay.
And believe it or not, I actually enjoy 3 and 4.
I've never seen 3 or 4.
I think 3 and 4 are decent. I mean, for what they are, they're low-budget, made-for-TV films. They're
sci-fi original movies, basically.
They are sci-fi original movies.
Yes.
But they get back to, well, at least one of them really gets back to the heart of what Pumpkinhead is.
So you're saying you think 2 sucks?
I don't think 2 sucks.
Dude,
per
Punky
se.
Punky Brewster
isn't
2
film.
For Christ's sake.
It's not a great film.
Punky Brewster.
Yeah, and so's Linnea Quigley.
Oh, she's in 2? I forgot that. Is she really?
Yep.
I don't care.
And a little callback that no one got when I ran the contest asking, oh, who is this girl that we used for the show art?
Mm-hmm.
It's Linnea Quigley.
Ah. Yeah. L. Quigley. Linnea Q. You know, like Maggie Q? Instead of Maggie Q, Linnea Q.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. An actress that made her living off from her tits.
Ah.
We gotcha.
So you're saying she can't act, is what you're saying.
I'm saying she's not a great actress.
Yeah, but in Night of the Demons, she basically pushed lipstick into her nipple. That's brilliant.
I prefer Return of the Living Dead.
Well, yeah, everybody likes a little trash.
Or Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Well, yeah. Ooh, a little trivia for people, because I don't know if you know this. Linnea Quigley in Silent Night, Deadly Night. Do you know her boyfriend in the film, who she was, getting down and dirty
with? Yeah, I know the guy.
Do you know who he played?
No.
He played 21 years after this, after Silent Night, Deadly Night. Or no, not 21 years, I'm sorry. 11, wait, hold on. Silent Night, Deadly Night was 84, correct? 94. Yeah, 11 years after this, he played Barry Sims in Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers.
Really? That is awesome.
He did. That was him. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I thought I mentioned that before, but you probably did. But you.
I don't think so.
Oh, not on here, but I think on other podcasts and such, I probably mentioned it.
Oh, probably.
Yes.
But no one listens to those.
Obviously not. No.
Okay. Number one, Michael J.
Number one is something that I don't think anybody would expect me to say here. Because like I said, I'm going outside of the box. I am really like saying, we're going to go different. And I'm going to go different.
Okay.
Number one is
Creepshow, really?
I didn't say that. That would have gotten maybe an honorable mention, because I do enjoy Creepshow.
Well, we can do one honorable mention.
Well, see, I'm going with number one based on the fact that a special edition of this film, Streets Tomorrow. Because tomorrow is October 11th. So, it's Streets Tomorrow. And it is a John Carpenter classic. And it stars Kurt Russell. And it is called The Thing from 1982. I'm going to choose that because I feel that this, and you know, the movie is great. I have not watched it nearly as much as I should have. I think I've only watched it maybe once or twice in my entire life. I intend to remedy it, you know, with this release now to try to watch it more so. And it's been so long since I've seen it, I really don't remember that much about it, honestly. But I think this new addition from Scream Factory is something that everyone should get. There's the new commentary track on there, which seems like it's going to be interesting. Although I could, you know, take or leave commentaries. Sometimes I'll listen, but they don't make or break a sale for me. But the fact that they're including the television cut on the disc as well, I think that that is amazing, honestly. So, yeah, definitely you want to pick this up because it is going to be good.
Yeah, I'm excited to get that as well. I don't know if I would have picked that one, but it's a good choice. I mean, no one can really say that's a bad choice because it's a fantastic film. Mm. Okay.
Yes.
As for myself, you definitely went outside the box. Mm-hmm. I am firmly planting both feet in the box.
Oh, of course you are. I'd expect nothing different.
Because, well, we're picking the top five films to really get you in the mood for fall and set you up for Halloween. And there's absolutely nothing better in the entire world ever made to do that than Trick or Treat.
Oh, shit, you really didn't. I did not expect you to go down that road.
Trick or Treat is an anthology about a small town in America where it's Halloween night, and it pretty much displays how the traditions of Halloween, if you break them, bad things happen to you. And it is a fantastic, fantastic film. I highly suggest it to anyone.
Oh, I love that film. I really do.
Now, I'm excited that part two is in production and well underway. I'm excited that we are getting a part two. And I gotta say, I even like the comic books.
I've never even read the comic books. I've never even known comic books for it existed, so.
Yeah, they did a comic book version of the film, and then they did a comic book sequel, kind of. It continues the anthology story, and it basically follows Sam furthering his adventures, the character from the film.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I really could not pick up better to get you in the spirit for Halloween. I could not think of anything else. As soon as you mentioned that automatically, first thing in my head, of course, that's number one. Mm. And if you haven't seen it, I really, really suggest you do. It's pretty acceptable for almost anyone out there. I don't know if I would show little kids it, but, you know, kids that can handle some stuff are definitely going to be able to handle this. It's a great film. Definitely, definitely see it.
Definitely see it. You hear that, people?
Fuck yeah.
Definitely see it.
So, Michael, do you have any honorable mentions?
Well, just a few other releases from Scream Factory that you may want to pick up this month. The Carrie 40th Anniversary 2-disc Blu-ray is out. Also tomorrow, I think you might want to check that out. It's a new transfer. It's supposed to look really good. And it has new bonus features, including a new Horrors Hallowed Grounds, hosted by everyone's favorite, Sean Clark. What the hell is the other, that other movie they put out? Lady in White from 1988. They put that out. That's a 2-disc set with 3 different versions of the film. The director's cut, the theatrical cut, and the never-before-released extended director's cut. I only really watched the film once. When I was a kid, I rented it on VHS, and I have not seen it since. But now that it's in, I think I'm definitely going to try to watch that at some point within the next week or so. That's my goal, because it's just nice to try to revisit it. That's all.
All right. I actually
and as always kill Kreitz.
I actually have two honorable mentions myself.
Yes.
The WNUF Halloween special, which is
WNUF.
Which is a might be slightly harder to come by. I know you can stream it very easily. You can find it on Amazon and iTunes and shit like that. And it is so nostalgic of the 80s and how Halloween was then that it is amazing. And if you're listening to this for nostalgia around VHS, well, you are just going to fucking love this thing. It's a great experience and so nostalgic. You can't go wrong with it.
When is it from? Like, and what year did that actually come out? Honestly, I'm just curious.
I want to say about 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it might be 2014. I'm not 100% on that.
Oh.
But
honestly, it's not that hard to find.
I told you, it's just not that well known.
Well, no, I just searched it on Amazon, and it is on DVD on Amazon mm-hmm. that you can get it for $14.52.
Yeah, and what they were actually doing is when that first came out, they were leaving VHSs of it around.
Right.
And people actually thought it was real.
Really?
So, it's a pretty cool film. Definitely worth seeing. And the second honorable mention, I think you guys should watch something that actually scares you. So any film from your past that you've seen that scares you, this is the month of fear. It's the month to really embrace that. So go find that film that scared you once, dig it out, and embrace those fucking feelings. For me, it's Evil Dead. I watch it every Halloween because it traumatized me the first time I saw it as a child. And from occasion, it still gets me. So, there you go. Oh, and before we really go, and since I'm now officially back, pay attention to our group page. I'll try and put up any promotions from our sponsor, Scarehouse, whenever I can. So, if you're in the Pittsburgh area and are looking for a frighteningly good time, stop by the Scarehouse. One of America's top five haunted attractions for the last decade.
Interesting.
And if you guys go, you definitely two suggestions. It's totally worth getting the RIP tickets because you get to jump the lines, and the lines are ridiculous there. Secondly, you have to do the basement if you go. It is a full interactive aspect on a haunted house. So if you enjoy the normal haunted houses,
right,
but they don't really do it for you, do the basement because you get the full interaction level then. The actors will touch you. You get to touch the actors. It's definitely worth the money.
Have you gone yet?
I actually have my tickets, and we will be going this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. I don't like haunted houses. They scare me. Do you walk through it? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, the main attraction you walk through, and then the basement you are guided through or pushed through or told where to go. And yeah.
Yeah, that's scary.
As it should be.
It's very scary. I don't know if I approve.
I think I would need
an ECT to make it through that, I think.
Yeah, well, I'll have to look to see if tickets are still available. Maybe you can come with us, buddy.
I won't survive, but okay. I made it through the woods so I can make it through anything, isn't that right?
Exactly. As long as 80s us aren't there, we're good.
Oh, thank God for that. Yes, we cannot have 80s us around ever again.
Yeah.
Why I haven't seen 80s me yet?
I just thought of that. If 80s me is here, Where the fuck is 80s you?
80s me has to be because here somewhere.
I saw 70s us in the 70s reality.
Yeah, that was weird. That was really all right. Weird.
Let me think on this, man. I'm going to come up with something. We got to think outside the box. All right. Well, all right. Let's close the... Oh, God. Ooh.
God, that...
I'm not feeling so good.
That really stinks, man. Did you fart?
Yeah. Shouldn't have ate Taco Bell after I got out of the hospital. Ooh. All right, let's close up the store. And
don't forget, next week we're going to have a very special guest with us.
Ooh.
On the show. So you guys are going to have to tune in and find out who we are bringing into the store. For the next show.
Hurry up and end the show.
Oh, God. All right, he's stinking up the place. I got to... Oh, fuck. Spray. Oh, God damn you.
Oh, goddamn cheesy potato burrito. All right, guys. Later, fuckers.